This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's been a roller coaster day, and some days are like that in commodities. Volatility is the name of the game. Today was one of them. The beans, they had a big day yesterday, nice high close, and over the 50-day moving average for the May, and also beans, and that was a big milestone. And then early on last night, at the opening at 7 o'clock, the market extended the gains, ran up another almost 20 cents, mostly off news that the flooding in Argentina was hurting the crops. But then the market retracted from there all the way back down to lower in the day, gave up that entire 20-cent gain, got lower in the day here just about around 10 o'clock this morning. But then it's rallied back since then, up from there about 7 or 8 cents. So with about 18 minutes left, we're higher in the day, and beans up 3.5. Wheat's up a penny, and the corn's up about 2 cents. So kind of nuts, but just the fact the market was able to stretch up there to 1240, it's good action. And the corn at one time today was up about 6 cents. So that's a positive. There was some other news. We had exports today, and they were generally pretty good, particularly in wheat's case, almost 400,000 metric tons over the top end of the range. Beans, not so good, around 500. However, the corn is 1.2 million metric tons. Every week it's over a million metric tons. That was the top end of the range. So that was a positive for exports. From the macro front, we had some good news. And the Dow Jones, 2 days in a row, the Fed was meeting yesterday, and they said that are still on the table as 3 interest rate cuts later this year. They like their fight against inflation, how it's going. Market liked the sound of that, and all 3 indices made record highs yesterday, with the Dow leading the way up 400 points. And today it's up another 300 points, so it's come up 700 points just in a couple days' time, almost at 40,000 now. Rising tide flights all floats all boats. A good stock market is good for all markets, particularly the meats, because of the demand issue. And the last factor is that a week from today at 11 o'clock, we have the USDA report that addresses the planting intentions and quarterly stocks, and there'll be short covering because of the huge short positions in corn and beans. They'll continue to be short covering in front of that report. As far as the livestock goes, pretty good recovery in the cattle, up 50 right now. One time today, the market was up $1.50. If you look at the chart of April cattle, it's been range bound for a couple months now. The market either goes up or it trades around in about a $2-3 range. But the chart, looking at the chart, is pretty impressive. It's been in a range just to $2 off its highs, going all the way back to the beginning of February. So that's pretty impressive. Today it's up. Looks like it's going to break out of the range like it did last week, and the next day they take it down a couple bucks to the bottom end of the range and then back into the middle of the range, back and forth. The plus side of the cattle, of course, is severe low numbers, and also demand improving remarkably or seasonally into the best demand period of the year, the grilling season. To me, I think the combination of the low numbers and the good demand period coming up will be enough to break the cattle out of its trading range into the upside, and maybe back toward the highs made last September.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176. WMoreatPriceScoop.com. Check out my newsletter, AgMaster, or www.PriceScoop.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovell and myself. We've been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 1¾ at 440¾. May soybeans up 2½ at 12.12 even. May soybean meal up 180 at 344.30. Soybean oil down 21 at 48.79. Chicago wheat up 1¾ at 546¾. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1¼ at 581¾. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1½ at 656½. May oats up 1/4 at 353½. On the Merck, April live cattle up 57 at 188.37. April feeders down 30 at 254.62. April lean hogs down 40 at 84.90. April pork cutout down a dime at $92.42, and April Class 3 milk down 39 cents at $15.78. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.